Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
John 14, verse 27. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Fear and anxiety are part of sport. Will I play this week? Will I recover from this niggling injury? Will I get the next contract I need to support my family? What if I make the mistake that costs us this game? Those are all very legitimate worries. Add to that the state of our continually warring world, and it can seem as if there is always something to be anxious about. After his resurrection, Jesus appeared to his frightened disciples and said four simple words: "Peace be with you." And he said it three times. But this is not the sort of peace we usually think about, peace which is based on our circumstances or our situation. In John 14, Jesus says the peace he brings is not as the world gives. The world gives peace in many ways. Maybe through savings accounts, health insurance, long-term contracts, police, security guards. They're good gifts. We can be thankful for them. But they're fragile. Money can disappear. Contracts end. Circumstances change. Jesus offers a different kind of peace. He says, "My peace I give to you." This is the same peace he has with the Father. The perfect, holy relationship between the Son and the magnificent, all-glorious Creator of all things. It's as if Jesus is saying, "I have all the peace in the universe. Would you like some of mine?" But how can we have that peace? There is no sin between Jesus and the Father. They love each other infinitely and see perfection in each other. That's why there's peace. But that's not the case for us, though, is it? We are not perfect. Jesus makes this peace possible through the cross. He took the punishment we deserved so that we could be reconciled to God, declared not guilty, and restored into relationship with our Maker again. That is why when Jesus declares, "Peace be with you," he shows the disciples his scars. In that moment, he's saying, "Look, I was pierced for you." The scars they thought had ruined everything and actually saved them. The risen Jesus stood before them in victory, death defeated, sin paid in full. And because Jesus rose from the dead, that peace is now offered to us. We're invited into this loving, joy-filled relationship that Jesus enjoys with the Father, with our Father. So whether you're listening to this in the changing room, on the team bus, or maybe while taping up an injury, Jesus' words are still true. Peace be with you today, this game day. So whatever pressures you're carrying into your sport today, selection, performance, injury, contracts, maybe the result of the game itself, remember this: your greatest problem, if you're in Christ, has already been solved. You don't need to perform in a certain way, to a certain standard, to earn this peace. Jesus has bought it for you, and through him you can have real peace with God. Peace that is on offer to you today. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you sent Jesus to bring us peace. It's amazing we can now be in a deep, loving, peace-filled relationship with you because of the work of the Lord Jesus. Help us today, this game day, to live knowing that we are at peace with you. May that help us to live without anxiety, without fear, or a feeling we need to keep impressing you. May that peace then flow out into our relationships with others. Amen.
Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus. Pray that you'd have an opportunity to speak to them about Jesus this game day. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.